Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning again, Anya. Manchester City's hopes of retaining the Champions League were shattered in a penalty shootout loss to Real Madrid last night. Bernardo Silva and Mateo Kovacic both missed from the spot as City were beaten 4-3 on penalties after their quarter-final tie ended 1-1 on the night and 4-4 on aggregate. Arsenal also bowed out of the tournament, losing 1-0 away to Bayern Munich. The Germans going through 3-2 over the two legs. The semi-final lineup is Real Madrid against Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund versus PSG. Reaction to the exit of the holders now from Jude Bellingham, the 20-year-old from Birmingham, playing for Real Madrid.
You know, I've played against City before when you've been close and you feel like you're going to get something out of it, and then all of a sudden they kind of snatch it away from you. So you have to work really hard to beat them, and, you know, I was pretty much dead on my feet at the end, and to win the game is a massive reward. They're continuously probing with the ball. They move you around and, you know, they take you into positions that sometimes you don't want to go, you know, but you have to follow man for man, otherwise they can punish you, and they did for the goal. And to be fair, I think most teams at that point would fall apart when City kind of get on top of you, the crowd gets going. But we stood up really well, and for another half an hour, 40 minutes, we worked hard.
How important is Carlo? He was obviously managing England, managed everywhere, yeah, and been hugely successful.
I think our biggest strength is that he finds a way to let a lot of the boys play with freedom. Mm. I think, you know, some teams are a bit more structured in terms of the passing styles and the patterns of play, and it's really interesting to watch, and it's definitely difficult to play against. But I think one of our kind of biggest strengths is that we're so kind of off the cuff, if that makes sense. And, you know, as a man as well, he just fills you with calmness and confidence. Mm. Before the game there, I caught him yawning. And I said to him, "Boss, are you tired?" And he went, "Yeah, you need to go and excite me out there." So that's the kind of confidence and calmness he brings.
That's Jude Bellingham. Tonight, Liverpool face a massive task to overturn their Europa League quarter-final first-leg defeat by Italian side Atalanta. The Reds trail 3-0 heading into the away leg in Bergamo. West Ham are 2-0 down from the first leg in Germany as they host the Bundesliga champions Bayer Leverkusen in London. And in the Conference League, Aston Villa bring a 2-1 lead to France for their second leg against Lille. Roscommon's win over Leitrim last night has qualified them for the Connacht Under-20 football final. Sligo beat Mayo by 4 points in Castlebar to set up a semi-final against Galway next Wednesday. Full details of last night's underage results are available online at rte.ie/sport. A slightly increased capacity of 20,100 has been set at Cusack Park in Ennis for Sunday's opening match of the Munster Hurling Championship between the league champions Clare and the All-Ireland champions Limerick. High demand for tickets is reported in both counties. The Leinster Hurling Championship also begins on Sunday with a clash of Wexford and Dublin at Chadwick's Wexford Park. This looks like the key game in deciding who will take third spot in the province, and Wexford's Lee Chin has been telling Damien Lawler about the impact the influx of youth has had on the panel.
It's a real rejuvenation of energy that they bring, and they bring a different perspective and attitude, and when they can, I suppose, blend their boldness with hurling, like, it's, you know, it's just, it's very exciting, and, you know, you're just always there to try and bring them on, and, you know, and then in strange ways they bring you on also. So things like that have happened in our panel, and, you know, it's just, yeah, we're delighted with what we've got throughout the last number of months in terms of our youth that's there.
Yeah, you're in as good as nick as ever, and your hurling is spot on as ever. Are you enjoying it as much now? Like, you've 12 seasons under the belt, including one of the footballers as well.
I won't lie, I did at the start of the year, you know, at the end of last year, start of pre-season, I did struggle a bit. I was, you know, just a bit, obviously, in the year. I think I'm at the stage in my career where a lot of the lads that you played with throughout most of your career have stepped away, and the dressing room feels a little bit empty or to you at times. But then, like I said, you get in there and, I don't know, you rekindle the relationships you had with the people that are also still there. Management was changing. Yeah. Like, again, there was faces that were, some of my close friends were stepping away after stepping away from the panel. And after a couple of weeks, once I was there and got stuck in, again, like I said, the young lads, I suppose they helped it a lot with the energy they brought and the ambition of them, and you know, the management are very ambitious as well. So that all helps.
Throughout the last decade and all the positions you've played and all the styles of hurling, you've seen an awful lot of change in the game in general. What's remained the same?
Look, the one thing that hasn't changed a whole lot is you'd still manage to get a couple of belts, a few belts, good and bad, and just look, the hardy nature of hurling, it just hasn't left the game. You know, that's the one thing that has remained.
That's Lee Chin. The Aintree Grand National winner I Am Maximus is to be paraded on the track at Limerick Greyhound Stadium on Saturday night before the start of the final of the Con and Annie Kirby Memorial, the race sponsored by Noreen and JP McManus. And mentioning the Greyhounds, we should acknowledge the death of our colleague Alf McCarthy. Alf occasionally presented our popular Night at the Dogs and Saturday 2 to 5 programmes, which ran on this station for many years. And Alf was a much loved colleague and friend to all of us in the radio sports department. Ireland will send four boats to next week's European Rowing Championships in Hungary. Olympic champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy will compete in the lightweight men's double. Rafa Nadal is out of the Barcelona Open, losing his second round match to Australia's Alex de Minaur in straight sets. The injury plague Nadal is now switching his focus to the upcoming French Open at Roland Garros. The Ireland team to take on England in Saturday's Women's Six Nations game at Twickenham will be announced in around 2 hours' time. The former world snooker champion Neil Robertson will miss out on the Crucible for the first time in 20 years after losing in the final round of World Championship qualifying. And Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow are the two Irish players in the field for the opening major of the women's golf season, the Chevron Championship, which gets underway today in Texas.